Good morning, please have a seat. Have a seat. Oh, yeah. Good morning, Venerable Lama. Good morning, Venerable Tenzin Lama. Good
morning, Geshe.
Good morning, Domaku. Good morning, Fernanda Marcelo Patagonia from Patagonia. Good morning. Alex Central.
Good morning, Geshe.
From Tushita Pioream. Linda, good morning. Good morning, Venerable Kelson. Good morning, Patti Panditji. Good morning, Alisa Patagonia. Good morning, Chetan. Thank you for translating for them. Good morning, Dr. Watkin. Good morning, Katina Smith. Thank you for your beautiful flower. Thank you, Nico. Thank you, Tara. Thank you, Elise. Oh, so good morning. Good morning, Leo. Good morning, Govina. Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Emily. Good morning, Jill. Good morning, David. Good morning.
Good morning.
Arlene. Good morning. Gabi from Patagonia. Good to see you again. Good morning, Johnson Kim. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, MC. Good morning, William. Good morning, Helen. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Brown. Good morning, Felix. Good morning, Hen. Good morning, Anthony. Anybody who's watching YouTube, good morning. So, Reverend Alhamdulillah will lead some prayers.
Let's start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times.
Heyata mone mone ma.
Medicine Buddha stanza and mantra. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light.
Heyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze adha samugata soha. Heyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze adha samugata soha. Heyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze adha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze adha samugate soha. Shata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samukate Soha Jayata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samukate Soha Jayata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samukate Soha.
Are the four Mishpuls? Three times, may all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness in the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now the verse of praise and mantra for Chenrezig, the Buddha of Great Compassion. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings, to you, Chenrezig, all-seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. And now the verse of praise and mantra for Green Tara. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from all fears. Ture liberates from all sickness, I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Sanje chodo soje chondo lo chanjo bando dane chondo de dage chishi jibe sonam de lo la pe je sanje lo bara sho Sanje chodo soje chondo lo chanjo bando dane chondo de dage chishi jibe sonam 老天界三界，龙王来说，三界却道说界中道路，长江王道，大连江道，这大概七十年级的山道，老天界三界，龙王来说，老大那边那边也进，我们到家乡老说，去去上那江王江王道，三界所有人都是进的，就去过，见到这些特别亲切亲的这些。 那么，那个道路，那些个地方，那个那个那个，反正反正就是，他们就觉得大概确定多，看来都在你说的大王堂这方面上，他们就那点什么，广场的老人家，哦呀，今天，什么时间？什么时间？Any questions?
Yes, Geshe-la, there's a question from last week.
Okay.
The question is, please comment on dedicating merit from the three times, especially merit from the future.
Any other questions?
No, Geshe-la. That's all
the questions
right now.
In Buddhism, Tong means beginning, Ta means end, Chawa means activities. Ni, two. There's two important activities. One is the beginning, one is the end. Beginning, motivations, intention, motivations. Because, everything, we do things, most of the things when we do things, there's intentions involved. Without intentions, even just simply making a morning coffee, you have to have intentions to make, So, so in Buddhism, the intentions is very important. So, because you are about to engage into some kind of spiritual practice, so then you need some intentions. So why you do spiritual practice? Because it should not reason should not be because that's what my family do. That's not good enough. So you have to understand very clearly why we engage in this spiritual practice. We have to have goal. We have to have goal. And we have to have deeper understanding of the spiritual path. We can't just blindly follow the path. You have to understand the teachings. So in Buddhism, what is our goal? What is our goal? Our goal is complete freedom from all these problems and complications, which refers to nirvana, moksha, liberations. So then better goal is like full enlightenment, better goal. So what we're trying to do, so when we're trying to engage in this spiritual practice, then we are trying to offer the best of the best to ourselves. Not the best form of intentions, but the better intentions that you work for that freedom for every living beings on this planet. That is like bodhicitta, altruistic intentions. That's the best intentions. So, so then whatever practice you engage into, it becomes the cause for that. No, it doesn't become the cause for good food, good clothes, like, you know, like all the mundane things, it doesn't become the cause for mundane things. Even though it becomes the cause for mundane things, that's not the bad things. But, you know, our goal is much bigger than good like clothes or good food, good environment. Our goal is much bigger. We are looking, we are aiming for complete freedom, purpa, moksha. So the intentions we need there, okay, so that's the beginning intention, the important, but end. So now whatever practice that you engage, reciting mantra, reciting prayer, analytical meditation, review meditation, single-pointed meditation, whatever meditation that you do, so in the very end, then you want to invest all this. In Buddhism, what is called gyawa means merit. Verbally, you are saying prayer, mantra, sutra, verbally, mentally, you are thinking about the meaning of the prayers, mantra, sutras. And so physically, probably, you are not engaged into any like negativities. So then they're creating three, you're creating merit from three doors, body, spirit, mind. So that merit, now you want that merit, you want to invest that merit for enlightenment, for liberation or enlightenment, for the benefit, betterment of all living beings. So that's called dedications. So then you are not just dedicating that marriage, you just created, you are dedicating the marriage that has been created last year, last month, last week. And then you are thinking to do retreat or do further spiritual practice, you are already, there's a future marriage, you are dedicating that. Likewise, three time Buddhas from the past, present, the future, you are going to dedicate exactly the way they dedicated. So that means you are joining your dedication with the enlightened beings. So there, even the same that you say, likewise, Bodhisattva Samadabhaja, the way he dedicated marriage. So like probably, dedication can be very, very intensive one. So, first we don't know how to dedicate, we don't understand why you dedicate, what's the dedications, why you dedicate, how you dedicate, so we don't have clear ideas, so that's why we recite the stanza, I'm going to dedicate it exactly the way three times Buddha dedicated. So then however they dedicated, then you say, I will dedicate it exactly like that. Instead of thinking, spending all day long. So, in the monastery, when you dedicate, that means now the session is about to finish. The progress like prayer gathering in the monastery now is about to finish. So, I was with the Lama Sweba Rinpoche, Kepje Lama Sweba Rinpoche, and in Taos, New Mexico, many years ago, I think like 2 o'clock in the morning, started 7 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, so Rinpoche said, okay, now dedication. I thought maybe it would take now 5 minutes. You know, it's become like kind of unbearable. Rinpoche was teaching in English, so my English is not that good, so I probably 50% I don't understand, but I'm sitting there like 7 hours, something to learn. So then, eventually, sorry to admit, I confess. So it'll get kind of like, first physically deteriorated, the pain here, pain there, then mind thing, okay, why is going on, why is going on and on, like what? So there is not good feeling. So anyway, so the dedication, then you kind of like, oh, now it's maybe 5 minutes. Rinpoche is dedicated, and then I listened very carefully. Rinpoche going through every single holy object in Tibet, in India, in Nepal. I thought, oh, now that's not going to be easy. Took like 2 hours. 5 o'clock, around 5 o'clock, finished class. By that time, you become like physically, mentally, physically, you become like Italian pasta can stand still, can stand up. It's all like fall apart. So see, dedication can be very expensive if you go through one by one. So therefore, we are always looking for easy ways. So that's why we recite this stanza exactly the way the Bodhisattva, some of the Bhagavatas dedicated the merit, or like three times Buddhas, past, present, future, I'm dedicating like that, you know. Okay, so then if you dedicate the merit for your enlightenment, you are going to have access to that merit till you reach enlightenment. If you dedicate that merit for good food, when the good food you grant, you receive good food, the merit is finished. You know, if you dedicate it for mundane things, then when you achieve mundane things, the merit is gone. So, therefore, according to Buddhism, the best way to dedicate your merit is to dedicate the course for your liberation, moksha, or your free enlightenment. So then you are going to have access to that merit till you liberate it or till you get full enlightenment. Okay? Two important things. Beginning, intention, and end, dedication. I hope I answered the questions. Or maybe Dr. Brown, Dr. Watkin, Venerable Nuns, if you want to add on a little bit, so you are welcome to add on. Add on, how do you say, add on or edit?
Add on is good, Geshe-la.
Yeah, if you want to add on, anybody, if you want to add on a little bit.
Oops, start my video. Geshe-la, a quote I have from Lama Zopa Rinpoche is that to not set an intention or to dedicate afterwards is like planting a tree with the roots in the air.
Very good.
That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Anybody else want to eat? No pressure. Voluntary. No pressure.
We also have several questions now, Geshe-la.
Yes.
So the first question is, what practical advice do you have for approaching the understanding and realization of emptiness? What are some first steps? What is most important to keep in mind as we approach the conception and realization?
Oh, very good question. Very, very good questions. Profound questions. Very good questions. Can you repeat their questions?
What practical advice do you have for approaching the understanding and realization of emptiness? What are some first steps? What is most important to keep in mind as we approach the conception and realization?
I don't have any practical advice to give because I don't practice at all. So that's out of question. So practical. Maybe I may have some intellectual advice based on my knowledge. Practical, not easy. Like, of course, you know, first we have to learn what is emptiness. You know, without that, so there's nothing to meditate on. First, we need to learn what is shunyata. The shunyata, that's Sanskrit word, shunyata, emptiness, obani, mahamudra, same thing, mahamudra. You know, there's different names. There's like dzogchen, mahamudra, shunyata, emptiness, obani, chuni. But it all boils down on same thing. So reason, if someone experiencing emptiness, that very person, for that person's dzogchen, mahamudra, emptiness, is all same thing, is nothing different. It's just different in terms. Nothing, it's the same thing, different approach. Anyway, so first need to study. You know, there's many books that, you know, by His Holiness the Dalai Lama. And why I always say His Holiness Dalai Lama? Because His Holiness Dalai Lama, whatever word that is associated with bodhicitta, renunciation, wisdom, realizing, shunyata, His Holiness experienced them very deeply. Every word that comes, it comes with the experience and not just mere word. So you receive blessing or you receive benefit, a lot of benefit. So there are some cases people just talk, you know, they don't, they have no taste of shunyata, they just write, looking for different books. So then, how to get to the bottom of that, you know, the shunyata. What's happening now? What's happening in your life, life of other people? What's happening? Oh, there's all kinds of complication, all kinds of problems that everybody, regardless of your title, your positions, your wealth, your status, social status, everybody going through a lot of complications. So, and clinging tightly on plays a big role there. Clinging tightly on the kind of mindset plays a big role. According to Chandrakirti, Madhya Menka Avatar text into the middle way, composed by Chandrakirti, one of the main disciples of Ayanagarjuna, in their case. Tambu Nashe Bala Shenchuchi Tambu. Right from the beginning, we clinging tightly on notion of I, so tightly we cling on that. That's sin, everybody is like, then dug dishe. Then from there, from that, from that clinking, from there, so then you say, my house, my clothes, my relative, my religion, my tradition, my culture, my people, my country. Then it goes on and on and on and on, never ends. So that is the fact. It's nothing to do with religion, it's the fact. So that it is just trying to explain what's the fact. That's the fact that regardless, Buddhist, non-Buddhist, atheists, everybody become attached to themselves. So then from there, everybody will say, I and my, that's pretty much the same thing. That's how it goes round and round and round. That's how, you know, die, rebirth, then goes again, then die, then rebirth, goes again. That's why this wheel of life circles. It goes round and round. There's a reason. So that is the basis or foundation for universal compassion. It's nothing to do with that you are related or you receive something or that like a therefore the same as me, American, nothing to do with that. It's the fact, the situation, whole situations. There's the foundation, the base for universal compassion. Then more likely you can gain, you can develop compassion towards all living beings, because every living being includes in that cycle, everything is going through that. You fortunately realize, studying Lamrim, you realize that's what's happening. So now you further investigate what is the root cause of all this problem, root cause. You may usually think, oh, this is my neighbor, oh, this is my partner, this is my wife, this is my husband, this is my country, this is the politician. Now eventually you realize it's not that, that's not root cause. Root cause is ignorance. Sorry to say, we have to admit the root cause is like, you can't just go, you can't just go okay with the notion of self. That notion of self needs to be investigated. It needs further investigations. You can't just, it's no good to feel okay with that sense of, that notion of self. That notion of self very much needed further investigations. How you define it. You know, so then that leads to four critical points of how to meditate on shunyata. That leads to the four critical points. The first point, identifying the object that is not there, but you firmly believe is there. So then you build so much on that. You're building something or something on, it's almost like building a castle out of sand, the foundation, you know. So you build so much on notion of self, you build so much, you do so much, you say so much. I'm sorry, you, not just you, we say so much, we think so much, we do so much based on this notion of self. When you further investigate, when you ask yourself, what do you mean self? How you define self? So then we get stuck. So, well, kind of like survive. Never ask the questions. Never ask. Just went with that. Never ask. Never bother ask questions. Now when you start to ask questions, So what is self? What is self? So what we have body. This body, no need to prove. We already have, no need to prove. It's very obvious. We have mind, no need to prove, because you think, that's very obvious. So now you go through them, you go through from there, am I my head? What's your answer? Am I my eye, ear, nose, mouth, beard, hair, neck, shoulder, hand? Go to each one of them, see what happens. But we never bother to ask questions and we never bother to analyze. See, what happens if you analyze what happened? So, the Master Shantideva's Guide to Buddhist Way of Life explained that detail in the Wisdom Chapter. Sodha, tasya, dhamma. So Master Shantideva began with the teeth. I'm not sure why. Master Shantideva still began with the teeth. I'm not sure why. She began with the hair, but I'm not sure. But doesn't matter. Sodha, tasya, dhamma is. So, teeth. Ta, hair. Se, nail. Shantideva said, that's not me. What do you say? What do you say now? That's what Shantideva said. I'm not my teeth, I'm not my soul, ta. I'm not my hair, se. I'm not my nail. Now what do you say? That's how we analyze. Emptiness is very hard to, intellectually hard to understand. Bodhicitta, easy to understand. Practically, very hard to practice. Very hard to put into practice. Easy to learn. Emptiness, very difficult to understand. Very easy to meditate. Once you understand, it's quite easy to meditate. It's not like bodhicitta. for universal compassion. It's very difficult to develop. So the Nam just changing with the Shanti Devas. So the trusting Dharma is, that's how you meditate. I'm not my teeth. Am I my teeth? Yes or no? According to Shanti Deva, no. Answer is no. Am I my hair? Yes or no? According to Shanti Deva, no. Answer is no. Am I my nail? No. According to Shanti Deva. So now you ask yourself, what you say? What's your answer? Okay? So that doesn't matter. Then that sentence goes on and on. So the person dharma is dharma, reverse dharma, dharma is self. So now, hair is finished, teeth is finished, head is finished, nail is finished. This, all the answers are no. So now, further analysis. So the person dharma is reverse dharma, dharma is reverse dharma, the river, born. Am I my bone? According to Shanti Deva, answer is no. What's your answer? Dan river. Am I my blood? According to Shanti Deva's statement, all the answers no. No, 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 no. So you ask yourself then, okay, Dan river. Dan river time. I'm not my blood, I'm not my bone. God, maybe. Shabba Baba and Diamonds. Shabba Baba and Diamonds. Flesh, skin. Shanti Deva said, I'm not my flesh, I'm not my skin. Okay, I'll shut up all that. That's complete. One stanza is finished. My answer goes on. So that's how you investigate, okay? That's how you study. That's the, it can be a practical approach if you gain some experience. If you don't gain any experience, it's going to be like just intellectual approach. If you are very much touched by the Shanti Deva statements, how much benefit you receive, then you are very fortunate. You are very fortunate. Well, according to Lama Tsongkhapa, now according to Lama Tsongkhapa, first let me finish this, then I will say the Lama Tsongkhapa. So then one statement, you know, so that I said, Dhamma, Dhani Jibha Chama, Shatapapa, Dhamma, Dhani Jibha Chama. So now, Shava Kanya Dhamma, Shava Kanya Dhamma, Shani, fat in the body. There is not you, shadow, tongue, marrow. Yeah. Fat, marrow inside the body, that's not me. So that's like, now that's like going into very detail, going to the physical body. Lodging, kidney, liver, not me. Lodging that is Dharma. Not pee, no poo. So that also is all included. So whatever included, I have to say. So even though it doesn't sound good, I need to say it. It's a part of the text. Nutrition are done, then all the other organs are not you, then the pee, poop also not you. So analyze. So there's one more stanza, so I'm afraid I'm not remembering it correctly. The one more stanza. So are you looking at the text? When the Vatinja Lamo Hamo Kelsang?
Yes, I have the text in front of me.
Yeah, the last stanza. So probably I screwed up a little bit. The last stanza begin with the flesh and skin.
Yes, Geshe-la.
So that's a little mistake, but that's okay. Fortunately, you have text to read, so you don't need to rely on what I said. I just probably quoted some mistakenly. So the first line of the last stanza is like the flesh and bone. Shut up, Papa, I'm done with this. I mean, heat and oxygen. Is the second line?
It says warmth and energy winds.
Yeah, that's like warm or heat. Energy, you could say energy or the very oxygen we breathe, lung. Pugadamis. Space inside the body does not mean, is that correct?
It says body cavities.
What is cavity mean?
I guess the space. Exactly what you're saying.
Pugadamis. Pugadamis. So now the physical part. Analysis, deeper analysis for physical part is complete. So now you figure it out. You are not your body. Maybe you used to think that you are your body. That's mistaken. Sorry to say, according to Master Shanti Deva's guidelines, how to meditate on Shunyata, now you figure out that your body is not you. So now thinking your body is you, probably that's not going to help. Not going to solve the problem, is what I mean. You're not going to solve the problems. You are not going to get to the root of the cause of all the problems. If you believe that your body is you, probably it's not, that's become obstacles. So now what's left? Six senses, that's only left. Then besides that, there is not you. There is no you. Besides body, besides six senses, then there's not you. So now what's left? Six senses. So now you forgot that me, forgot that me. So now six senses are not me. That because there's no shape, color, the analysis is going to be a little bit difficult because it doesn't have shape and color. Not that obvious. So then there's that analysis is a little more complicated than physical part. So one easy way to say there's six senses, six consciousness or six senses. What is the best? Six senses or six consciousness?
It says six types of consciousness.
It's not that complicated. Things you see, that's called eye consciousness. There's something that you can, some ability to hear, that's called ear consciousness. Ability to smell, that's called nose consciousness. It's not that complicated. Ability to taste, that's called taste consciousness. Ability to feel, smooth and rough, that's called physical consciousness. So there are six mental consciousness. Without using, like dream. When you dream, if you are in deep sleep, you don't dream. If you are in light sleep, that's where you dream. If you are in deep sleep, you don't dream. Then you are like almost like dead. Only difference you are breathing. That's all. Only difference you are breathing. Besides that, you are exactly like dead. When you went to deep sleep. When you are sleeping very light, that's where you dream, isn't it? In that moment, since mental consciousness is present, all other five consciousness, eye, ear, nose, the chest, the body, all this consciousness is just temporarily not active, inactive, temporarily completely inactive. Only consciousness active is just mental consciousness. That's why everything you see in the dream, you see things, it's not, you are not seeing through eye consciousness, you are seeing through mental consciousness. This is mental consciousness. Because at that time, five senses completely inactive. Only consciousness that's very active is mental consciousness. How's about that movement? Or this body is not moving. What's moving? Dream body. Dream body is the one moving. It's a form of light. It's subtle. Not the very subtle, it's a subtle body. No, gross is one. No, this is the gross one. Subtle. Who's moving from place to place, talking to friends, or chasing by elephant running, eating like cheesecake? That's the dream body. Dream body is the one who's doing the dream body. Formal light, subtle body. That moment, this mental consciousness, that's the only consciousness active. Rest is completely inactive. Light sleep, light, no deep sleep, light sleep. Light sleep. Then why I'm saying this? So why I'm saying about this? See, there's six mental consciousness. So self is one. If you think there's six mental consciousness, then there will be six self. Then there's going to be nine men. One self is hard to take care of. Now there's six of them. Sometimes you ask, then you become six. Either six become one, or you become six. That's the one has a philosophical argument when they analyze either am I my consciousness or not. That's the philosophical argument you bring up. So then you ask yourself, are you six? Or all the six consciousness one? Or you are six of them? So then, you know, like that. And pretty much those six consciousness pretty much cease when you go through the dissolution process. When you die, each cell dissolves into the next one. So that means you are finished, you are like, that means like game over now? No, it's not game over. It's not game over, no. So like that, there's like few, I say, logic way to analyze whether you are still consciousness or not. So then there's few of them. It's all translated into English, you know, like intro into the middle way, composed by Chandrakirti. So you study that. So after you study, what you do? Meditate. In the end, what are you going to find? Probably nothing. It is really nothing, nor it is something important that never been found. Never been found before. When you go through this analysis, what are you going to find? Probably nothing. That's really nothing. No, it is something very profound, never been discovered before. You are now about to discover it. So now you see the statement, oh, not seeing is the best seeing. Now you understood, oh, now what that means? First, what do you mean not seeing the best seeing? Now you understood a little bit, not seeing the best. Not finding the best finding. Now you understood a little bit. Short statement. Matongwane thongwa thambas. Not seeing the best thing. That's all. That's all the word in the text. Matongwane thongwa thambas. Not seeing the best we have seen. You got completely confused. What do you mean that much? So now you understood. Now you understood because you meditated on this instruction. Now you understood. Not finding the best money. So, what do you do now? Pause on that. So, when you come out of that meditation, now there's a called pause meditations. Now you look around. Now you have like, your perception of self dramatically changed. Your perception of self is dramatically changed. Simultaneously, your perception of flower, trouble, fear, anxiety, stress, suffering, everything, enemy, friend, everything changed. Not just change, dramatically change. Very serious. Procession of very serious change. Everything changed. How you see? You see them as like illusions. Not something solid, serious, absolute. Gone. It's gone. You see them as like Like a dream. Not as a dream. And so much happened during this, you know, light sleep, like say 2 minutes, only 5 minutes light sleep. So much happened, you are chased by elephants, you are running, couldn't run, all kinds of things, eating cheesecake, eating pizza, going to Hawaii, all kinds of things happened in the dream, excitement, like fear, anxiety, death. Wake up. It's over. Maybe we are sleeping with ignorance too long, so maybe never like waking up from there. So that your perception dramatically changed. No? Good news. Do you still see? Yeah, you still see things. Not like you are not going to see. You are still going to see. What's the difference? Before you believing in, you analyze them. You don't believe right away. What you hear, what you see, what you think. Yeah, before we believe what we see, pretty much out of 100%, 90%, we believe. Not just that, we exaggerate. Not just that, we hold very tight on that, don't know how to forget. Don't know how to let it go. Complication after complication. Now, when you see things, you don't just believe, you analyze them. When you analyze, what are you going to find? Nothing. Is there really nothing? No, it is something very profound. That's how things exist. That's how you exist. That's how thing exists. Thing doesn't exist where you perceive. We should not trick ourselves by our own mental creations. We cannot believe our mental creations. No, we cannot believe. Why you call mental creations? One piece of art, you say, oh, it's beautiful. Somebody else says, oh, this is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Who's right? Are you right or who's right? Each one, you are right in your own perceptions because this is you are corresponding with your mental creations. There's no right or wrong. So now what happens? One object cannot be right or beautiful and ridiculous. One object cannot be both of them. That's like against logic. So what's happening? Oh, it's individual perceptions. How individual person perceives. So there's so much to learn, but there's so much to learn together. So then Lama Tsongkhapa wrote this text, Prayers to Interdependent, Tentitabha. Lama Tsongkhapa wrote this text not long after he experienced Shunyata directly. Lama Tsongkhapa wrote this text not long after Lama Tsongkhapa experienced Shunyata directly. So that text says this, says in the end of this text, Lama Tsongkhapa said, you know, so they have been reading about Shunyata, they have been reading Lama Tsongkhapa for a long time, and yeah, first of all, you don't understand very well, so you know. So now you feel very fortunate. Before your breath ceases, you have some hope. You gain some hope, you know, towards Shunyata. And you gain some kind of appreciation. The very Lama who wrote intensively about Shunyata, you gain, you develop appreciation. Because when you think about the teaching on Shunyata, it's kind of like it gives you momentary happiness, momentary relief. Way before you experience Shunyata, it gives you a momentary relief. There's hope. It's not hopeless. There's hope. If you put some effort, there's hope. There's a way out. It's way out is very wide and clear. Before you don't see it, now you have hope. Why you have hope? You read, you understood. You understood Shunyata. You understood. It's very clear, you understood. Then now you meditate, you feel something. So you are, before you are long time, you're reading. You said, now, before your breath ceases, you have some appreciation, therefore you feel so fortunate. You know, that's what exactly Lama Tsongkhapa said. And at the end of this prayer to the interdependent, you know, Rinne Chaso Son, the initial of the Master Tosu. I've been paying homage to the text, and I don't understand the text long period of time. Now, approaching day by day, minute by minute, moment by moment towards death. But that did not occur yet. But understanding of Shunyata occurred way before my death. I feel very fortunate. That's what Lama Tsongkhapa said. Very true. You feel fortunate. You know, either you are saying prayers to interdependent daily basis, then you kind of like feel good. Your devotion to Lama Tsongkhapa grow based on that test. Oh, so then you feel fortunate. You have reason to feel fortunate. Okay? So that's like intellectual level of approaching meditation or Shunyata. Practical level, basically, has zero experience. Nothing much to say about practical level. But, so then, four-point analysis. Everything that I said is based on the first point analysis. Then second point, that's how the meditation on Shunyata has been done. If you really want to experience what is Shunyata, then you follow the same instructions, because that instruction has been taught, tested, produced great results. The instruction is pure. It has origin. It's been tested. It's been meditated on many times. And such as the Lama Artisha, Lama Tsongkhapa, all of this great master, use the same, these four-point analysis meditations. And Nagarjuna talks about, Lama Tsongkhapa talks about. So this is the kind of instruction. If you meditate on, here, there, a little bit, before your breath is, if you has even just tiny, it's not talking about huge, even just tiny aspirations for realization of shunyata, even the tiny, oh, you must feel fortunate. You must feel fortunate. Okay, so then that will leave the very strong seed. So then someday it will happen. So now learn, then you know, meditate. Any other questions? Sorry, it took a long time. Okay, now time is over, so next Sunday. Sorry, can't say little, no. In Shunyata, what I said is all even just like fraction of that. So, you know, it's not much, so you can't be content with that, you know, so need to study, okay? So, most of the time it's been taken over by this question, but it's very good questions. So, if there's a few questions that we'll save next Sunday, okay? And thank you very much, and all of you, have a wonderful, all my friends back in Patagonia, you have a wonderful day. And children here, Alexander, thank you very much for translating for them. And hope you all have a wonderful weekend, okay? We'll see you next Sunday.
Begin with the dedication verse from Master Shantideva, Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayers, first for His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig, Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. And the one for Sergei Kinson Rinpoche, Jisama Sandala. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age. The one with great patience who received the name Avatare. The one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void. Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. Along with prayer for Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. And seven green tar mantras for Geshe Gelug and Geshe Sangpus. Long, happy, healthy lives. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. And have a wonderful weekend. Thank you.